Visit learnmore924.com or call 855-856-2424.
This message is brought to you by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
For a fast, accurate temperature reading, nothing beats the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Here's what a real Exergen customer had to say.
This works great. My doctor's office uses the same brand and recommended this one to me. I love that I can check my baby's temperature when sleeping because he stays asleep.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer is backed by over 50 published medical studies, more than any other thermometer, and is used and recommended by more medical professionals everywhere, giving you the peace of mind that you're getting the best. The Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer.
Do you have opioid-induced constipation? MedX Healthcare Research is conducting a research study for people with constipation caused by a strong pain medication such as an opiate or narcotic. All qualified participants in the study will receive the study medication, plus all study-related care and procedures at no cost. Compensation for participation may be available. If you have constipation caused by a pain medication and are interested in learning more about this study, please call 866-713-5355. That number again is 866-713-5355 or visit us online at medxhealth.net.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
Walgreens makes grabbing gifts for your Valentine quick and easy, with everything from Hallmark cards to Lindt Lindor truffles and even fresh flowers.
I've thrown away my toys, even my drum and train. I want to make some noise with real life aeroplanes.
Shirley Temple.
Someday I'm going to fly.
Dead at the age of 85, in case
I'll
you hadn't heard.
Too. And when I do, how would you like
I did something a little earlier that I've done many, many, many times on this show. And it was a remark I made about Heather Mills. Heather Mills is Paul McCartney's ex. She's the one who took him to the cleaners and literally took him for a ride. And I think most of the whole world can't stand her because they love Paul McCartney. They don't like what she did to him. And I referred to her as that peg leg Heather Mills. And I've done it at least a couple dozen times. I was notified from someone down the hall during the break that there was a guy listening. And if I understood the information right, his daughter is missing a leg. She has one leg. And he was very upset that I called her peg leg Heather Mills. And this person down the hall said, would you go on the air and say something? And I said, No, I won't, because the remark wasn't about his little girl. It was about somebody that everybody can't stand. And that was the end of it. And then during the break, I got to thinking about this, and I thought, what if that was my daughter? You know, what if I'm in the car, and I'm listening, and I heard somebody refer, even though it's somebody the world can't stand, but I heard him refer to her as that peg leg somebody. Would that bother me? And the answer is probably, yeah, it would. So to that guy and his daughter, I do apologize. And I don't normally care about if something upsets one person, because quite frankly, just about everything I say doesn't sit well with one somebody out there. But in this case, there's a kid involved. And I never, ever, ever want to hurt people's feelings, unless it's just somebody. If the person's feelings I hurt is somebody so despicable Like if I said something and it had hurt Chris Coleman's feelings when he was still in the area in jail after strangling his family, who cares? But I think I have a tendency, and a lot of people do, when you're talking about somebody that people despise, you use whatever ammo you can. If the person is short, you go, well, that little runt maniac.
Right.
Or if they're got an acne-scarred face, you go, well, that crater-faced weirdo. I could have made my point, I think, by just saying that, you know, Heather Mills, that's all I'd have to say. You know, that witch word with a B who... And by the way, unless I'm mistaken, everything I've ever read in the way of the comments about her, social media, whatever, people can't stand her. I don't know how she's able to go anywhere. And not
you haven't heard anything about her.
No, I think she has to lay low. Honest to goodness, I think after what she did, she literally has to stay out of the public eye, because I'm sure people, yeah, you're screwed up, Paul. Well, you dunced around with one of the Beatles and you took him for a ride. Nonetheless, I could have done it without referring to her as that peg leg Heather Mills. So to that guy, you know what? I do apologize. I've rethought this, and even though it's only one complaint, I could have found a better way to do it. But you don't sit here and think before you speak, well, I wonder if there's anybody out there driving around who has a kid in the car with one leg. You just don't have time to think ahead.
It's like your famous story about the joke with the headless joke.
Yeah,
you don't think about people when you tell a joke like that, it pertaining to them having a
hey, should I tell that story again?
Yeah, it is a good story.
Man, that's a great example. It's a great
a foot and mouth.
But you never, you know, you would never do it
knowing
the intention
that, right,
of hurting somebody's feeling. Boy, man, I don't know if anybody's really interested in this or not, but it is an example of how you innocently tell a joke. I've told 5,000 jokes in my life. I'm out of town. I'm in Beaverton, Oregon, which is a suburb of Portland. It's the Nike headquarters.
Hey. Beaverton.
Yeah, Beaverton, Oregon. Look it up. It's Nike's headquarters.
Yeah.
And I'm at dinner. And it's 1978, 79, somewhere in there, long time ago. And I have been brought in by Nike to do radio commercials for Nike. It was a huge, huge thing for me back then. And there were commercials that ran all over the country. And it was when Nike had just come onto the scene and nobody was familiar with it. And so they had heard something that I had done here, another commercial, and they bring me up to Beaverton, Oregon. We go to dinner, and there were like six of us, if I remember, six or seven of us, including me. And one of the people at dinner was the lady who was the head of marketing for Nike. I mean, she was the woman who had approved hiring me, was going to write my check when the commercials were produced. She was the one who could change her mind and send me back home. So we're at dinner, and somebody told a joke, somebody told another joke, and then somebody said, hey, you're back in St. Louis, you're like the king of the joke tellers. I said, I don't know about that. I said, well, tell us a joke. So I said, okay, I said, is there, now folks, you have to keep in mind, I don't want any bad negative emails about what I'm about to do. You have to keep in mind when this was back when, right or wrong, people told Pollock jokes. They just did. But I did say, and what's funny about this is I made an effort to make sure I wouldn't hurt anybody's feelings or offend anybody, and then wait to hear what still happened. I said, is anybody here at this table Polish? And one person said, yeah, why, you gonna tell a Polak joke? And I said, yeah. He said, oh, man, go on, I love him. I said, okay, I just want to make sure. So I start telling this joke. And it's kind of a visual joke, but I think I could do it in a way where you'll get the picture. And I start telling the joke, and I said, it's a guy, he's a Polish guy, of course, in the joke. And again, I'm only retelling a joke from a time when people told these jokes, right or wrong. And it's a horrible storm, and it's late at night, and it's pouring rain. And this guy comes up to an accident scene, and they're just fire trucks and ambulances and police. He's never seen so many emergency vehicles. And blinding rain, and through the rain and the glare, and he sees the vehicle that was involved in this accident. One vehicle, and it looks just like his best friend's car. And even though it's demolished and you can only see part of a license plate, he even thinks he recognizes that plate as a personalized plate his friend had. So he gets out of the car in the pouring rain. He walks up to a highway patrolman who's in the slicker and the rain gear. And the highway patrolman says, "Sir, get back in your car." He said, "Officer, you don't understand." He says, I think that's my best friend's car there, that wrecked car. I have to know if my best friend has been injured or perhaps even killed." And the officer says, "Well, I will tell you that the occupant, there was only one person in the car, and yes, that person is dead. Now get back in your car." He said, "No, sir, I'm sorry. I have to know if that's my friend. I can't leave this scene. I won't be able to sleep." The cop says, "Sir, this was a horrible accident. You don't want to go any further toward the accident scene. It's that bad." He said, "Officer, I don't think you understand. It's my best friend since childhood, since grade school. I got to know if it's him." The officer says, "Well, I'll tell you this. The guy in the car was decapitated. Now, if you still think you want to go and see this grisly, gory sight, go right ahead." He says, "Well, officer, I have to." He says, "All right. Head's in the ditch, in the median. Right in the ditch. Go ahead, knock yourself out." So the guy walks over, and it's dark now. He's out of the main lights of the highway, and it's a dark, dark ditch. But in the darkness, yes, sure enough, he sees what's obviously a head in the ditch. And he goes over, and he picks it up. But he can't really make out much because it's dark. So he steps over to the side of the highway and he holds the head way up, his arms stretched upright. He holds the head like 2 feet up above his own head so he can get some light on it from passing cars. And as he's holding it up, looking up at it, the cop says, "Well, is that your friend?" He says, "Man, I'll tell you what, it looks just like him, but he wasn't this tall." Now, normally, and I had told that joke 50 times, normally everybody bursts out laughing. Not only did nobody laugh, but Patty, the woman that was going to write my check and pay me for this job, put her napkin up to her face quickly and starts sobbing uncontrollably and gets up and leaves the dinner table, crying, sobbing. Now, I looked at the rest of the people and I just went, "What? What? What? What happened? What just happened here?" And they just, I mean, it looked like, I can't even describe the looks on their faces. And they said, "Just this past week, her dad was decapitated in a car accident."
Oh, my goodness.
Now,
how are you to know that?
Never happen. I mean, in a million years, what are the chances you tell that joke and you tell it to somebody whose dad got his head cut off?
Oh, yeah. Man.
So nobody's speaking. I mean, it's just the most awkward thing in the world. I'm thinking, well, I just lost this gig, okay? And finally, after what seemed like 5 hours, she came back to the dinner table, and her makeup is all, I mean, she'd been sobbing, crying her eyes out. And she comes to the table, and I said, "Patty," and she said, you don't have to say anything. She said, "There's no possible way you could have known. There's no way." I said, "Okay, so you do understand." She said, I do. And thank goodness she put herself in my shoes. Nobody would ever do that on purpose.
No.
If they knew that. But you, boy, you talk about an awkward,
ironic. Really.
And even though she said it's okay, The rest of the evening was just, it's like, let's get the check and get out of here. It's weird.
It was tarnished.
No more jokes, you know, because now I go, well, shoot, I don't want to tell another joke. What could happen if I tell another? And it was just kind of, and we went ahead and we did the recording session actually in St. Louis. She flew in and we did it here and everything was great. And I got paid, I think more money than I've ever been paid for any single thing I ever did in my life. And I'm in my 20s and my goodness, what a boost for me and my wife and our life. And, but boy, for an instant there, when they said her dad got his head, I thought, oh man, I might as well just go ahead and get a flight out of here.
You feel like crawling into a hole.
And even though you did not really do anything wrong.
No.
You did, so the Heather Mills comment, I didn't mean for that. But you just can't think like that. You can't sit before you tell a joke or make a comment and think, okay, let's see. Could this person be sitting out there in the audience? Could this person? So, you know, you speak before you think. But I'm glad the guy called. I'm actually glad he called and made me aware of the fact that his daughter was in the car and her condition. Because maybe next time if I go to describe Heather Mills, I just won't describe her that way or somebody else another way. You know, I've referred to Bill Murray as a crater face. And, buddy, he's got a crater face. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was from teenage acne. Well, maybe there's a kid listening who's got some acne or something. And, you know, we just have to – I don't believe in political correctness. This is not about politically – this is not a political correctness issue. This is just the think a little before you speak issue. So
sensitivity.
Sensitivity.
Yeah.
I need to go to sensitivity training. We have calls, and I'm going to take them. I'm not giving the number. You already know the numbers because we have plenty of calls here. We'll start with Cindy. Cindy, how are you?
I'm good, thanks, and I'm AM and PM.
Well, thank you.
Hallelujah.
What can we
how
do
are
for
you guys?
You? We're great.
Good.
I got to tell you the guy about the MRI scanners.
Okay.
And the EMI.
Right. The guy who called and said we really, in a roundabout way, need to thank the Beatles for the fact that we have an MRI.
Yeah, he was wrong.
Uh-oh. Whoa.
Dead wrong.
Whoa. Dead wrong.
Well, set him straight.
I'm telling you, EMI made CT scanners.
Well, okay, still a great contribution.
Still a CAT scanner.
Still a great contribution. Most of us don't know the difference between...
Yeah, it was a contribution, but it was not MRI.
Yeah, but most of us, you understand, don't know the difference between a CAT scan, MRI. We don't know. It's all scanners to us.
Oh.
Well, you're obviously in the medical profession or something.
Yeah.
How come they don't scan dogs?
I actually worked an EMI scanner back when I was a kid.
You missed a really funny thing that Dan just said, Cindy.
Hold
he said,
Cindy.
How come they don't scan dogs? Isn't that funny?
Oh.
Cindy, you actually thought it was funny.
Oh, brother.
Thank you, Cindy.
That's sad.
You're welcome.
All right, well, thank you for setting that guy straight. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.
All right, Cindy. Bye-bye. See? He got it wrong. Seriously, I don't know the difference between PET scan, CAT scan, MRI. What's the other one? There's another one in there somewhere.
Yeah.
Ben's on the phone. Hello, Ben.
Kansas City transplant, 8 years, AM and PM.
Well, there you go. Welcome. Glad to have you here for the last 8 years. What can we do for you?
My first car, I was 15 years old, a dishwasher in a small mom-and-pop cafe. And one of the counter bums there knew I was looking for a car. And I go, yeah, I'm looking for a car. And he said he'd sell me a 61 Ford Falcon station wagon. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. I go, how much? He goes,
$125.
$125. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. And I thought about it, and I thought about it. I go, well, will you take payments on it? $25 a week, you know.
Wow.
So that was my first car story.
Yeah, that's I bought a second car when we got married. Both at jobs, we realized we needed a second car. I can tell you exactly what I paid for it: $300, and it ran like a top. A Karmann Ghia, Volkswagen Karmann Ghia. What a tank!
Oh, those things were.
And it was still running when I gave it to my brother as a wedding gift. I gave him my $300 car, and it ran for him forever. So you never forget those cars. Thank you, Ben.
Thank you.
All right, Bill's up next. Hello, Bill.
Hello. Frank, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Okay, I don't know if I told you this the last time I sang a song for you, but I've been unemployed for about 6 months.
And I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, it's life. They always told us to plan on 9 months and save your money. But anyway, I got a little song. I'm a big fan of the Beatles, and like I said, unemployed, so...
Now, you're not obviously not by choice unemployed.
No.
What did you do?
Nope. Huh?
What type of work were you in?
Architectural sheet metal.
Wow.
Well, I don't know anything about
no.
that. Is there not?
Well,
is there not a demand for that? Are they cutting down? What happened there?
Well, right now it's just so cold that it's all architectural is all outside work.
Okay.
You look at all the beautiful. Well, sheet metal started with architectural. If you look at all the beautiful churches around, especially copper top buildings and stuff.
Yep.
That's all architectural.
Now, when it warms up, will you get some work back?
Yeah. Now, I really thought I'd be working by now. It's just been so.
So it's more of a temporary layoff. You're not completely
no.
like, fired. Okay, good. Good.
Okay. Anyway, here's the song. It's
anyway.
It's based on Paperback Writer by the Beatles.
Never heard of it.
Okay. I'm a dirty pervert and I'm unemployed with a greedy wife who doesn't give a damn. A new member of the Moocher class. Who needs a job, and I want to be a Daily Show writer. Daily Show writer. I can make this longer if you want me to. I can make it last for a week or two. I hope it some way pays Frank back for the years of joy. Whatever.
Yeah.
Wow. I like it.
Daily Show writer.
If this sheet metal thing doesn't come back around, you maybe become a songwriter.
I'm hoping.
I don't want to hurt your feelings. You're not a great singer.
Oh no.
You know, the writing was pretty good. Yeah.
I never thought I'd be a singer, but I always wrote lyrics and stuff, but I just rip them up and throw them away.
No, you're pretty good at it, and most of my stuff gets thrown away too. But Bill, I hope you're back at work real soon.
Okay. Well, if anybody's looking for a jingle writer or commercial writer, or you own a band out there somewhere. Can they call you and you can get a hold of me?
Well, sure. Let me take a look because we keep a current file on things people are looking for. Hang on.
Jingle writer. No.
We could use some help here.
Apparently, nobody's looking for that right
band
now.
Band writer.
Yeah.
And, if we hear of that, we'll put the APB out for you to call us back.
Okay. Can I call them again sometime this week?
Can you call us?
Yes.
Well, hang on. We need to discuss it because the same listener calling in twice in one week. That's kind of monopolizing. Let's talk about it. Hang on. Yeah, you can call us back.
Yeah.
Okay, because I got a real rant about being unemployed.
Well, we'd love to hear it.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Don.
And no sleep this time.
Bill. I'm sorry. Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Bye-bye. See, I get these names confused because they're all in front of me on the screen here. And the next caller is Don. Hello, Don. Don, that's you. Once,
Don.
Twice, going once, going twice, Don. Three times. Okay, we can only give somebody so long to respond. Let's do a little business. Let's do a little kitchen and bath remodeling business. You want to do it right? If you don't want to do it right, I don't know who to send you to. You got about 500 people you can choose from. But a handful of people do it right. We don't care about the handful except for one, and that's Thompson Price. Even, let's say there's another kitchen and bath company or two in town as good. We don't want you going there. And I'll tell you why. You're AM and the PM. Thompson Price is AM and the PM. Match made in heaven. They do complete kitchen and bathroom remodeling, meaning they don't come in there and paint your cabinets and throw down a different floor and put some new handles on and go, okay, that's not what they do. You want a $5,000 kitchen, you have to go somewhere else. If you want a kitchen that will make the rest of your house like look like something that needs to be brought into 2014, this is who you want to call. If you want a kitchen that is such a perfect kitchen or bathroom for you that you could never have found this in any new home you looked at because that home wasn't built for you. So the kitchen bathroom weren't built for you. This one is. This will be the kitchen or bathroom you could never have found. I don't care how nice the new house was because this kitchen or bathroom has been built specifically for you and your family. Thompson Price will do that. The ideas will come from them and from you and maybe from some magazine picture that you saw somewhere or something online. Bring that out. Show it to them. Give them your ideas. But what's going to happen is when you go to their showroom and they sit down and start showing you things, you're going to discover things you didn't even know you could put in a kitchen or bathroom. That's what happened with us. I'll give you a quick example. We did our master bathroom that we built, and we had them do it, design it. And Tom Price, and now this is 17 years ago, 18 years ago, he said, what about a heated tile floor for the bathroom? And I thought, heated tile floor? Are you kidding me? What does that cost, $10,000? No, it was $1,500. 18 years ago, it was $1,500. It has never gone bad, never a glitch. There's a little rheostat on the wall where you can turn up or down how hot or warm you want the tile to be when you step on it in the morning with your bare feet. It's fantastic. I didn't know you could do that. Never heard of it. They had, because they're on top of that stuff. They know things that can be done and products that are out there that we don't even know exist. They're real good at what they do. So when you're ready to do it right, and if you're not ready to do it right, wait till next year and do it right. But this is the company, Thompson Price. Remember, you want the name Price in the company that you use. And the home show is coming up, and once again, guess who they called in? Out of all the people in the St. Louis area, who'd they call in to talk to people about kitchen and bath remodeling? Of course, Tom Price. Here's their website, Showrooms in DePere. All that information is on the site, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
Had a few problems out there this afternoon. Here's Tim Weiland to fill you in on traffic. Tim?
Yeah, the big problem is on northbound 270 at Graboy. This looks like a really serious accident. It's got the two right lanes blocked, and northbound drivers are backed up between Tesson Ferry and the Sappington Road overpass, but southbound drivers slowing down to take a look. You're already heavy all the way from Manchester through Graboy. Then things open up. You've got a good run through Highway 55. We just got word that there's debris in the roadway on westbound 44 past Antire Road. The left lane is down there. Other than that, we just have normal volume on westbound 40 now, a little west of the Science Center through McCausland, a little heavy 270 through Mason. Eastbound 270 is slowing midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And we're pretty light, just a little bit busy on the northbound 55 right lane from north of Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. The other bridge approaches look great. This traffic report is brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce Market Side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Next time on the Carney Show.
Hey, crew, Carney here. Join me for the Wednesday broadcast as we inch ever closer to Valentine's Day. We'll help you on that front with Dr. Carl Alasco about relationships. Our Johnny Law segment, and speaking of relationships, he chronicles the craziest, Jerry Springer. That's on the Wednesday show. See you then.
The Carney Show, weekdays from 1 p.m. till 3 on the Big 550 KTRS, live and local.
How much time a week do you spend watching TV? More than you probably should? What if you could cut back just a fraction of that time to do something that could change your life, like learn another language? If learning a language appeals to you, you're listening to this station at the perfect time, because Rosetta Stone is celebrating its Language for Life event with a life-changing offer. We're offering every caller an absolutely free demo. Yes, a free demo. To try your free demo now, you must call 1-800-400-1798. With Rosetta Stone, nothing stands in your way to learning a new language. No books, rote memorization, or boring drills. Quite simply, it's the fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. There's never been a better time to get started. Participate in the Language for Life event with a free demo from Rosetta Stone. Call 1-800-400-1798. For your free demo, call 1-800-400-1798. 1-800-400-1798.
This summer, travel with YMT Vacations and other Big 550 KTRS listeners to Alaska, nature's largest stage, with soaring mountains, icy fjords, and abundant wildlife. Holland America and YMT have put together a special tour departing August 7th. Just listen to this. 12 days, including the historic 7-day Inside Passage cruise from only $3,078, including taxes and airfare from St. Louis. Plus, for a limited time, save up to $200 for a balcony. You'll fly to Anchorage, then travel the park's highway to Talkeetna. See the Iditarod Sled Dog headquarters near Wasilla and enjoy the vistas of Mount McKinley. In Seward, you'll board the MS Oosterdam and cruise Alaska's 1,000-mile corridor to spectacular Glacier Bay, Juneau, Haines, and Ketchikan. Alaska at its best. Call 1-888-817-8360. Experience nature's largest stage this summer. 1-888-817-8360.
It is a biting, sharp, fiercely funny play about a young novelist returning home at holiday time to talk about the story she's written about her family, which is not easy sledding.
Stephen Wolf, artistic director at The Rep, discussing Other Desert Cities.
This play, Other Desert Cities, was heralded as the best new play by the New York Times last year. The story implicates the family and tells some family secrets. Secrets don't necessarily play well with all of the family.
Things get bumpy when a promising young novelist returns home to get her family's approval of her newest work. Politics, lies, and regrets collide in this Pulitzer Prize-nominated play.
It is a powerhouse play, a powerful story, strong family emotions. It is full of wit, it is clever, it's funny, it is unforgettable, it's powerful theater.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Other Desert Cities playing February 12th through March 9th, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Hey, it's Eddie from Fast Eddie's Bon Air. I know the winter was tough. The walls are closing in. You need a break from the same old. You need to get out of that house. They say the groundhog saw his shadow, so we got 6 more weeks of what we've had, but that's not true. We got 6 more weeks of party all the time at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. Come on in. Enjoy the coldest beer, the best cheap eats, the world-famous peel-and-eat shrimp, the mouth-watering chick on a stick, and don't forget, you can always get lucky at Fast Eddie's. I mean, with the video poker machine. So grab your friends, grab the gang, grab your neighbors, join the fun all year round at Fast Eddie's Bon Air. We have that ridiculously huge heated patio. That's right, heated. Heat, like warm patio with tons of flat screens. You can catch the best games. You can have the live entertainment out there 5 nights a week. Come on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air. So like Mr. Shannon says,
if you're 21 and in the mood, head on over to Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton, Illinois.
Thanks, Mr. Shannon.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into 2 piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
I've got some love to give.
Ah, love. It makes the world go round.
Looks like someone's in love.
It conquers all and is the driving force behind what makes one person go nuts over another.
Oh, what a kiss that was.
The Big 550 celebrates love and Valentine's Day.
A magically romantic day.
By giving you chances to win daily prizes of a $100 gift card to Candice's Restaurant, a $100 gift certificate from Best Transportation, and a pair of tickets to the new movie, Endless Love. A $300 prize pack to be given away each day.
I'm in love!
Proceed. To win, register each day on KTRS.com or on Facebook under the contest and giveaways tab.
Sounds like love to me.
Love is on the air.
I love you!
From Candice's Restaurant, Best Transportation, Cupid.
That kiss made everything all better.
And the Big 550 KTRS.
She used to scrunch her face up.
Yeah,
real cute.
In every bowl of soup I see, lions and tigers watching me. I make them jump right.
It's Tuesday. Normally Thursday's the day we have wide open for whatever you want to talk about calls, but we're going to do that today because Joe Hipperson cannot join us. He'll join us Thursday. So as long as we have the time, we don't care what you want to talk about. 314-969-KTRS, toll-free 888-550-KTRS. This Michael Sam, this football player.
Yeah.
I really don't know that I understand why he's getting as much publicity as he's getting because, you know, in 2014, is somebody being gay that much of a shock?
Oh, yeah,
anymore?
No, it's a huge deal. He's the first
To come
openly
out.
Openly and play, maybe, in the NFL as a gay man.
Well, he may be the first to be open about it, but I promise you he's not the only gay player in the NFL.
Oh, no. Some have come out later and said that
after they retired.
Yeah, but I think it's a huge deal to
Well,
it'll
and,
be the
and
first
when,
one.
When he plays.
Any sport.
He won't be. He, right now, there are gay NFL players. I'm telling you, they just haven't come out. And here's the other thing, though. Whoever picks him up, this was actually very smart on his part. Because, one, in this day and age, nobody is going to come out and go, we don't want him on our team, he's gay. Not going to happen. And the other thing that is going to happen is, look at when you draft him, when you take him, look at all the publicity he's already generated. You know the press is going to be following this guy, so your team is going to get a lot of extra attention because of him, I think. Now, now he has to play. If he's not a good player, that's all going to just fizzle away. But I just think that he's generated the kind of publicity you'd have to pay some PR firm a fortune to generate, and it's already done. So I think it's probably pretty smart what he's done, not only for him, but for whatever team decide. And I think he's bought himself a little bit of insurance in terms of being picked up, because I think he's more likely to be grabbed up because of this. That's just my take on it. I really, what I thought was going to be a lot more of a local story, because it's Mizzou. It's everywhere.
Yeah,
it's
everywhere.
Back to the phones, because I see we have calls. 314-969-KTRS, toll free 888-550-KTRS. I see this guy's name is Robert. I'd love to think it's Robert the Joke Teller, but I'm afraid we may have lost Robert the Joke Teller. Robert, how are you?
I'm fine, and I'm not the joke teller.
Okay.
But I am AM and PM.
That's all that matters to us. How can we help you?
A little bit, don't want to be morbid, but Shirley Temple died yesterday. Who does Vegas say the next two are going to be?
I don't know. Do you have that information?
No, I was just wondering. What's the odds on...
Let's throw Mickey Rooney in there.
Oh, yeah, Mickey Rooney's got to be in there.
But I've been saying that for 5 years. Abe Vigoda.
He's on the top of the list.
Yeah, Abe Vigoda.
Oh, Abe Vigoda and Mickey Rooney.
Yeah. I think those would be two good. What they ought to do is give you a pool of 10 people. These are 10 people who are 90-whatever, and you pick three of the 10, like a Keno board or something. And maybe they do that.
They have odds on... how old, what their chance of dying is. I'm just wondering if y'all follow the dirt nap there thing.
Zsa Zsa Gabor's got to be up there, too.
Oh, man, put her in there. Absolutely.
She's 97.
She's defied all the odds. Yeah.
I was just wondering.
All right, okay. We got Zsa Zsa and Mickey for sure.
Yeah. Cool.
All right.
I might have to put some money on that.
Well, okay. Let us know how that turns out, Robert.
Hey, if I win, the check will be in the mail.
Well, we like the sound of
that. Sure, Mickey doesn't hope you win.
Thank you. Thank you,
okay,
Robert.
Okay, bye.
Yeah. Yeah, like I believe he'll actually send us a check if he gets it right. Yeah, how'd you like to be part of that? You pick up the paper or something, you read, hey, they got you down as the next guy.
Yeah.
Well, that Zsa Zsa, I'm telling you, I don't think anybody can believe she's still hanging on.
No.
What, did she lose one or both legs to diabetes or something? She's had all kinds of... And I'll tell you who else was hanging on for a long time with every ailment in the world was that Liz Taylor. She's like she was always in a wheelchair for 20 years or something, and she kept going. Mark, it's your turn. How can we help you, Mark?
Hey, guys, I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's up?
Yeah, well, I was listening to Vic and Trish this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Wait. No, they are
it's
back.
Our morning.
They are back.
Not on our station. But
they're not? Oh, they're not on our station?
No.
Now give it time.
Well, maybe it was Scotty St. James. No, actually, I was listening to Martin Kilcoin, and he is now one of my top three favorite guys on your radio station for one thing he said today.
What did he say?
Well, he was talking about McGraw, and he said, you know, one time McGraw was dropped off in the middle of a parade route.
Well, that's Kilcoin's, that's to him, that's real, you know, comedy. For him, that's funny. Yeah,
that was funny to me.
Yeah, it is funny.
Yeah. I got to tell you, that's probably the most annoying commercial that I ever hear. I love McGraw, but I mean, I just don't know what that really means, you know, when they're dropping off a porta potty in the middle of a parade route.
Well, it must work.
They haven't asked to change it, so I guess it's working for them.
Hey, if you're in a parade, sometimes you have to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I suppose so. All right. Well, you guys have a great trip.
All right. Thank you, Robert.
Mark.
Shoot. What am I doing? I'm looking at my screen wrong. You know, now there's a nice guy. A guy who's going to be freezing to death. Maybe not freeze to death, 50, but it'll drop again. Yet he wishes us well.
That's nice.
On our trip to Cabo San Lucas. So this would be Todd, if I'm looking at it right. Todd, how are you?
I'm good, Frank. How are you?
Let me check. Hang on. Good.
Good. Heard you guys talking about Michael Sam, and I agree with you that this should be a non-news story, but the fact remains that the suicide rate among young gay people is so high that any time you can have someone like him come out and say, look what you can do with your life, it's not what everybody's bashing you about, it's still going to make the news. So I applaud him, and I hope that there are many, many young gay people that look at him and say, I can do anything.
That's a great point.
Yeah, and hopefully it leads to more.
That's a great point, and maybe that alone is a good reason to make it a big story.
It is, I hope my nephews and nieces, and no matter what they do in their life, can always have someone to look up to that, no matter how bad they feel about themselves, can see someone in similar light and see someone that makes it. So kudos to him.
All right, thank you, John.
Todd.
What the heck? What's wrong with me? This is John, and then we'll get to Bill Cleveland. Hello, John.
This is Todd.
No. Don't try to. Yeah, I'm already messed up enough today. I got this new screen, and I'm learning how to read it quite yet. John, what can we do for you?
Well, I've got a feeling of this Michael Sam thing. I mean, I first of all applaud the brave action that he took. You know, I can't imagine the anxiety it took to get this far. Frank, I'm probably like you guys from the generation of when this wasn't so okay, but, you know, we were doing a good job as fast as we can to catch up, right? So, but the fact that he played at Mizzou, I worry about here locally how our media will beat this horse to death for the wrong reason.
Oh, they'll exploit it.
And that's the part out of all of it that bothers me the most. Trying to claim him and his story for just the wrong reason.
Yeah, when in fact where he went to college has little to do with anything.
None.
Yeah.
I mean, you can see the results of telling his teammates at the beginning of the year and what they did.
Yeah.
And how he earned the play of the year and all that stuff that probably already talked about. But I'm just really afraid that, you know, the Post and whoever else are going to just obliterate the story and get off topic.
Well,
and
then
let the comment section stay open forever and the hatred and everything that comes with that.
Yeah, well, it's only got so much of a shelf life. After the NFL season opened and he's playing, it's pretty much done. I mean, what else can you say about it? It's over. It can only go so long.
All right. Well, thanks for the time.
Now, you bet. Thank you, John. All right, there you go. Bill Cleveland is on the way. American Equity Mortgage. I told you before, it's the longest-running advertiser we have on this show. 21 years. Wow. That'd be great if all advertisers really knew how to advertise and how to stay the course. What was that thing Bush Sr. used to say, 1,000 points of life? But he had another thing about staying on the track.
He said stay the course. He said stay the course.
They've stayed the course. And I think they've done a very good job, better than anybody else in the St. Louis area, of explaining to people how important it was to use the equity in your home to borrow money. Back in the 70s, one of the things that put my parents out of business was ridiculous interest rates. They tried to have a little business. They went out of business. Their business loan was 17% interest. 17. Home mortgages were like 9-10%. We're in a time now. The interest rates across the country were just dropped the other day, dropped a little bit again. It's unbelievable how low these rates are, and you can use those low rates to borrow money on the equity in your house to buy other things that you need. Do it. Do it if you're a homeowner. If you want to be a homeowner, you need a mortgage, same place I'm going to send you, American Equity Mortgage, AmericanEquity.com or 314-878-9999.
Let's throw it to Tim Weiland and check traffic, Tim.
All right, Dan, they've cleared the accident on northbound 270 at Graboy. All lanes are open, and that traffic that was backed up to Tesson Ferry is thinning out. But, man, on southbound 270, those drivers slowing down to take a look created a jam from about Olive now all the way up through Graboy. And once you get beyond that, a good run to 55. It looks like northbound 170 is slowing from Highway 70 through Airport Road. We have eastbound 270 slowing McDonald through New Florissant. Westbound 40, it's the usual slowdown. Kings Highway through McCausland, looks like from Ballas out through about Mesa, and you're pretty heavy approaching the Boone Bridge. This traffic report brought to you by Coca-Cola and the Walmart Deli. Get an effortless meal from Walmart with a 2-liter Coke, 29-ounce market side rotisserie chicken, and 2-pound potato salad for $9.50 or less. Tax, deposit, and CRV not included. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
He's brought to you the most exciting moments in Mizzou history. He was named the Missouri Sportscaster of the Year from the National Sportscasters and Sports Writers Association. He is Mike Kelly. And tomorrow, he's sitting in while McGraw's away. Mike Kelly, guest hosting the McGraw Show, 6 till 10 tomorrow on the Big 550 KTRS.
Valentine's Day is this Friday, and ProFlowers is offering an amazing deal. 1 dozen gorgeous long-stem assorted roses, plus a free elegant ruby vase and a free box of gourmet chocolates for just $29.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, click on the blue radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 222. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Thursday at midnight. Flower prices will skyrocket this week. Order now from ProFlowers to get huge savings, plus pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. 1 dozen and colorful long-stem assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus a free premium ruby vase and free gourmet chocolates, all for only $29.99. Remember, flower prices can double, even triple this week, and this incredible offer expires this Thursday at midnight. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Click on the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 222. That's ProFlowers.com. Secret code 222.
KTRS St. Louis,
live and local.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson, government.